When the state gave GM grants totaling $10 million in 2004, the idea was to keep the plant viable and to keep jobs in Janesville. But General Motors announced Tuesday those jobs would be cut by 2010. Governor Jim Doyle was asked about the funding while he was addressing plant workers after GM's announcement.
I hope we can still somehow figure out a way to retain the jobs and not have to worry about recovering that money. But if in fact the jobs go, then we're going to do what we can to get the state's money back.
But the state won't act immediately. Doyle spokesman Lee Sensenbrenner says the state made it clear that GM had to meet certain jobs benchmarks to keep the money.
The benchmarks go through 2010, so what you likely see is after all that time has elapsed, the state will have a clear picture where it stands, what the total penalty can be.
Sensenbrenner says the state has a history of recovering money from companies that don't make good on their promises, although he could give no examples. Calls to the Department of Commerce for more details were referred to Sensenbrenner. The state did recover a grant it gave to the Neenah-based paper manufacturer Glatfelter in 2006. That company also paid a $75,000 penalty when it closed its plant less than a year after receiving state funding. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.